This is the meeting of the Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, and State of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, January 17th, 2017, at 7 p.m. in the Bisbee Municipal Building, 118 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, please.
Councilmember Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hansen?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom?
Here.
City staff, Richard Marsh, City Manager, Ashley Coronado, City Clerk, Carrie Bagley, Finance Director, Andy Baradic, Public Works Director, Albert Chavez, Police Chief, Mark Berlinet, Fire Chief, Aldo Ordino, City Attorney.
Thank you. The invocation tonight is, I would like us to reflect on the carnage that has gone on in the last week throughout the world with terrorism in many locations, and to reflect on and hope for the better betterment of man in the future. Please. Thank you. Could we rise for Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you all for being here. The first thing I'd like to do is to ask Kay Lynn Cummings to please come forward. Kay, I'd like to present you with an Extraordinary Service Award, and this is in recognition of your outstanding and dedicated service to our community. As a Bisbee bloomer and many, many other things, but we sincerely appreciate all that you've done for us.
Thank you.
And it's thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gabe. Sorry. We will be presenting the Employee of the Month for January in February. As the Employee of the Month for January isn't able to attend tonight, since he's an employee. So we will take care of it next month. And next month we'll actually have two of them. We'll have a January employee and a February employee. So with that, I do want to announce that we'll be pulling item number 4 from the agenda. Item number 4. Having to do with employee contracts, it's not quite ready as envisioned. So that will be on the following agenda in the first week in February. We have a call to the public. We have Nicholas Knight.
First one of the year. I'm so excited. Nicholas Knight, 306 Shattuck Street, Bisbee, Arizona. First, thank you, everybody, for getting to work, rolling up your sleeves, and getting things going. I really appreciate that. Let time not waste. Consider bringing Flem Shen back for next New Year's Eve. This is something that is an extremely valuable community building tool, brings lots of people together, gives us something other than the usual libaceous festivities on New Year's Eve, and I would really like to see that come back. So if there's a way we could support that and build the bridges to go back to it, that would be fantastic. For everybody else, I urge you to support whatever can be done to help the Friends of the Pool make things happen. For those of you out there in TV land, writing checks. They need checks to help support this. They're going to try to get it open longer hours. They're going to try to get the right staff there. Very valuable thing, again, for the community. Please adopt the establishment of the Arts and Culture District in Historic Bisbee. Anything that we can do to promote that, promote our town, and give us a different set of credentials. And as somebody who has a large number of credentials, every time I get a new set, people are oohing and aahing. It gives us all kinds of ways to publicize ourselves. So please put that together. And when it comes to, I'm not clear on the difference between 4 and 6, but when it comes to doing like the contracts for employees that have a probationary period and things, please put that in. We've all seen the problems over the years in our own lives and in the city lives where having the wrong person in the wrong job and then not being able to do something about it, and that's not really in the best interest of the city. So I'd really appreciate having that there, because if they're the right person, they're going to make it through 90 days the same way they're going to make it through 9 years. If they're the wrong person, it gives us an easy way to part our ways with no muss and no fuss. Great to see y'all up there. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Knight. Accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $351,404.22.
I second.
We have a motion and we have a second to pay accounts payable. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. The consent agenda, we have items A through F, which I will read. A, approval of the reappointment of Noah Subi to the Planning and Zoning Commission. B, approval of the resignation of Karen Justice from the Library Advisory Board. C, approval of the park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of City Park for the Bisbee Radio Project, Inc. to hold the second annual Be Bisbee Festival on Saturday, May 27, 2017, from 5 a.m. to midnight. D, approval of the park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of City Park for the Bisbee Radio Project, Inc. to hold the 13th annual Bisbee Blues Festival on Saturday, September 9th, 2017, from 5 a.m. to midnight. E, approval of the park facility and right-of-way use permit for the soft closure of Tenor Avenue on Cole Avenue for the Bisbee Run slash Walk for the Cure on Saturday, February 11th, 2017, from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., along with the use of Vista Park from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. F, approval of the special event liquor license application submitted by the Friends of the Warren Ballpark for an event to be held at Warren Ballpark located at 300 Ruby Avenue, Bisbee, Arizona, on Saturday, April 8, 2017, and Sunday, April 9, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Judith Anderson, applicant. Is any member of the council wish any item to be pulled for further discussion? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through F.
I second that. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. We're moving to old business. And item number three is a presentation from Friends of the Bisbee Pool. And I would ask Ms. Cato Daly to come forward and please enlighten us. And thank you so much for being here, as well as the rest of the committee.
Well, thank you very much for having us be an agenda item. We very much appreciate this opportunity to tell you about the Friends of the Bisbee Pool and what we've been up to. But before I begin with that, I'd just like to begin with some background information on the pool for our new council members. The city pool was built in the 1960s. The pool is one of the only recreational activities for Bisbee youth during the summer, and it's used regularly by adult lap swimmers. It did not open for the 2016 swim season because of three issues. The pool water quality did not meet Arizona's new water quality standards. The city didn't have the funds to do the needed improvements, and the city did not have the funds to hire pool staff. An engineer's report was commissioned and given to the city in March of 2015, outlining the problems, and quoted the city approximately $200,000 for pool improvements. The price was out of consideration for the city. Andy Heratic with Public Works was responsible for the pool, and he resourced local help, especially pool expert Peter Van Gunlock, who's volunteered hundreds of hours to work on the pool. A public meeting was held in May of 2016 to inform the community about the pool and to tell everyone that the city was working on these cost-effective solutions and that the pool would not be open for the summer swim season. The community response was strong in support of the pool. After that meeting, the Friends of the Bisbee Pool was formed and consists of me, Kaylin Cummins, Gretchen Michaels, Tammy Birch, Deborah Young, and Angelica Johnson. There she is way back there. As well as Scott and Kristen Williams. The vision of the Friends of the Bisbee Pool is for the Bisbee Community Pool to be open to all for health, well-being, and fun. Our mission is to help the city of Bisbee keep the pool open. Our overarching goal is to raise sustainable funds for the pool. And our 2017 swim goal, our 2017 swim season goal is to raise $30,000 for a seasonal full-time pool manager and 4 part-time guards. Volunteers are welcome, but lifeguard positions are important summer jobs for Bisbee youth, and we want to give the kids employment opportunities in Bisbee. The Friends of the Bisbee Pool is not a 501c3 or operating under another 501c3 because the city will be hiring the pool staff and donations to the city are tax deductible. The city has set up a dedicated account for pool donations. The Friends of the Bisbee Pool has been doing a lot of footwork. Besides frequent meetings, we worked with the city on a volunteer work day at the pool in October to upgrade the building. We worked with the city and a professional grant writer and submitted a substantial letter of interest with a detailed budget to the Legacy Foundation for a $50,000 grant for a better pool for a healthy community. The request was unsuccessful. We continue to work with the city on other grant opportunities. Friends of the Bisbee Pool members are personally contacting residents, community groups, and businesses requesting donations. We're offering lodging establishments some free guest passes for a certain level of contribution so we can share this wonderful community assets with visitors too. Donations are coming in and we thank everyone for contributing. We've developed a swim team fundraising strategy and along with the city, we'll be holding a second community meeting tomorrow, January 18th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Bisbee Royale, and thank you, Ryan, for that, to share information on the pool for the 2017 season and also to launch our dive-in fundraising campaign. Our question to the council, however, is this. What can the community expect from the city for the future of the pool? It's a lot of work for the Friends to raise $30,000 each year to keep the pool open, and honestly, I'm not so sure we can do that. We very much appreciate the city's dedication to the pool and investments the city has made in time and money to open the pool. So we would like your thoughts on how we can have sustainable funding for this valuable community and city asset. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Council? Questions or statements? Ms. Klein?
No, right now.
Ms. Hansen?
I don't have any questions. I have more questions for you than I do, as to how to solve it. But I really appreciate all of your work, and I'm hoping that between the committee and the city, we can come up with a solution to keep it open and sustainable.
It is an important part of our community. A lot of people do use it, and we certainly will look into ways to find to make it sustainable somehow.
Right, and I think that I've certainly discussed this previously, and this is something that's very important to the city. There's a commitment from myself. I've certainly discussed this with our city manager. This is something that we both and every member of the council that I'm aware of believes is an important aspect of our part of our history. And everybody talks about growing up around the pool. And that was when we go back and reflect and see photographs of summer activities, it's always at the pool. So we do understand that this is something that we need for exercise for the adults and recreation for the children. And certainly within this administration, we're going to do whatever we can to make sure that that continues. Having said that, we do want all of the outside assistance that we can get because the budget isn't what it should be, but we will work within that budget to do the very best that we can. Mr. Higgins?
I just wanted to thank them for all their hard work and for coming together and really getting this rolling and getting it done. And you know, I'm very happy to see that. Thank you so much.
Likewise, I'm very supportive. I think that as we move into budget, that I'm really wanting to see a total package, a total pool development plan. So is that we're looking at not only the development costs, the restoration, but also in terms of staffing, and all that is laid out to us. So we're not doing it in piecemeal. Rather, that's laid out to us, and we can make some choices. We're not misleading one another in terms of, yeah, we want to do this, but then we, you know, later decide we don't have the money. I'm also disappointed the legacy hasn't funded this. I mean, to me, that's the natural, in terms of health-oriented foundation. I guess I wouldn't keep trying, I guess I would. I mean, I can't believe that they did not respond positively to your request, being a very health-oriented group associated with the Sierra Vista Hospital. So, but again, I do, as we move in the budgeting here, I really want from staff a pool development plan. So we kind of keep talking about this as long as I've been on the council. And we can make a decision to keep it open one more year. Last year we did not. And I think we need to make, you know, really make some hard decisions, either move forward or not.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Dunn. Mr. Lindstrom.
Yeah, I grew up working at the pool, so it means a lot to me, too. So I need to figure out what other towns are doing. I mean, I've lived in a lot of small towns, and they're doing it. So we need to figure out what they're doing.
Thank you. And again, as was brought up, these donations that come to the city, they are tax deductible. And I think it's important that you can write on the check that it goes to the pool fund. And so it can be promised that that's exactly where it goes. It goes nowhere else. And you certainly have my word on that. And so I appreciate your kickoff tomorrow. I guess this is the soft opening. Tomorrow will be the hard opening at the Royale. And I wish you the very best, and I'll do my best to be there also to help answer any questions that may be coming up. So thank you so much, Ms. Daly, and the whole committee. Thank you for your help to the city, and we look forward to working with you.
Yeah, we hope you all come and bring your money.
As I indicated, item number 4 has been pulled. We've got item number 5. That's discussion and possible approval of a notion of intent to adopt ordinance O-17-01, establishing an arts and culture district in the Old Bisbee Historic District. I might indicate that we actually have a much more professional map outlining the areas. And Bridget Shanahan was the one that came forward and helped us with that. And so a shout out to the talent that we have in Bisbee. When I couldn't do this, but someone else could jump right up and do it. And so thank you. Thank you, Bridget. Thank you, the Bisbee BAC, for their assistance in getting this done. And with that, I'll open this up for discussion with the council. Do we have discussion? The council had a work session on this last week, so we are pretty up on the topic.
Well, Mayor, there was an excellent editorial from the Bisbee Review today in terms of a good move for Bisbee is what the title of it was, and certainly reflected on the input that we all received when we had our work session. I certainly feel that's a good first step in terms of moving Bisbee forward as a attraction to young entrepreneurs who are looking at, I call it an incubator district for creativity, not just arts and culture, but a broader sense in terms of what people, young people are looking for, who are as an economic alternative for Bisbee. I particularly, reading the article on our work session, Carrie here was quoted, and I want to repeat this. She says, such a district promotes Bisbee as a, quote, forward-thinking small town that is developing an economic strategy around culture and the arts in a place of, in place of building industrial infrastructure in efforts to attract manufacturing. And I think this is really a significant statement in terms of where we are headed in terms of economic development for Bisbee, one that's I think certainly the mayor certainly campaigned actively. Active platform was of restoring Bisbee's economic vitality, and I think it's quite significant that actually the very first ordinance of this council is this. And so I certainly want to indicate my strong support. There are certainly things that we'll dive into this and we'll work through things, but certainly it's been a model that's been very effective in other communities.
Thank you, Mr. Dunn. Anybody else? I would just mention today, it was I had mentioned earlier that I had a telephone conference with some people from iBisbee and the ULI today, and they were the ULI was quite happy that this was being considered and was certainly behind this ordinance as a step for Bisbee's future in economic development. So thank you. Hearing nothing else, I would like to make a motion that we approve the notice of intent to adopt ordinance O-17-01, establishing an arts and culture district in the Old Bisbee Historic District.
Second that.
That's okay, you can have it.
Thank you. Ms. Coronado, please.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Council. Item number 6, discussion and possible approval of a motion to go into executive session to discuss the employment evaluation of City Manager Richard J. Marsh, Jr. per ARS 38-431-03A1, discussion or consideration of employment, assignment, appointment, promotion, demotion, dismissal, salaries, disciplining, or resignation of a public officer, appointee, or employee of any public body. We have one person signed up, Ms. Miner, Marie Miner.
Hi, folks. You're going to start to recognize me by my cheerleader top, which I wore also on the December 20th. It's because I'm a patriot of Bisbee. Thank you for the council, mayor, and city manager and everybody else and the public at Cable One for allowing me to speak. I live in Bisbee in the Briggs neighborhood. First of all, I want to say thanks to Richard Marsh. I find you kind, very approachable, a person that has done a lot of effort to do outreach to the public and a role model for many of us. But I have some questions, and I hope some of these will be asked behind closed doors, because that's what executive sessions do. And maybe someone will write an article to the newspaper later on answering some of the questions I'm raising. Does the city manager consult with the city council and or mayor prior to attending conferences, workshops, et cetera, outside of Cochise County and outside the United States? How does Richard Marsh share this information and the decisions that he learns from attending these events? I've had that one answered. since about $5,700 of the $10,000 that is allotted to the city manager each year has already been spent within 90 days, can Bisbee afford to allot more, or are they allowed to allot any more? As David Smith, I'm going to quote him, he says, you don't make money if you don't invest money. That's wise advice. I urge Richard Marsh to continue to have weekly meetings when you dialogue with the public. And again, thanks to David Smith and Donna Pulling, who patiently answered many of my questions. Now that you have attended worthwhile conferences, Richard Marsh, and made contacts, and also David Smith and even other staff members have attended conferences, you've made it with Mexican groups as well. Thanks to our proactive mayor and the city manager working hand in hand, we Bisbeeites look forward to more items on the council agenda that will lead our city into prosperity. Okay, cheerleader chant. Roll out the barrel. Nope. Roll out the items. We've had a barrel of fun. Roll out these items so Bisbee can join in the funds. I'm in the Bisbee Community Chorus, too.
Well, Ms. Miner, you actually went over your 3 minutes, but I just couldn't give up that last part. Ms. Miner, items that are discussed in executive session can't be discussed in the print or anything else. And so I will answer your first one. Mr. Marsh or any other city employee, when they're going to attend a conference out of state or in state, they have to obtain a permission slip, which is typically signed by the mayor. So I think that answers that question. I think that was your first question, as I recall. So with that, do we have a motion?
I move we go into executive session to discuss the employment evaluation of City Manager Richard J. Marsh, Jr., as per ARS 38431.03A1, discussion or consideration of employment, assignment, appointment, promotion, demotion, dismissal, salaries, disciplining, or resignation of a public official, appointee, or employee of any public body.
I second.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We are in executive session. We will be back. Motion.
I move that we come out of executive session.
I second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. We are out of executive session. Do I have a motion?
Yes, Mayor. I move that the recommendation of the council, the city manager is performing in a satisfactory manner and is continuing to perform in the obligations of his agreement as required, that the annual compensation rate for the manager shall be increased 5% as was offered to him in his contract, or an amount of $4,375,000.
I second.
Ms. Coronado, please.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. City Manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor. I have two items. One is the trip that you and I took to Cananea, the visit there, and we met with the representatives of the mayor's office. Our takeaway from that meeting was we have talked about reestablishing the Board of Mayors Association, taking the lead in that area. We also talked about, and this was a great idea that the mayor had, when we have an event here in Bisbee, if I got it correct, but we're thinking about having a shuttle going down to Cananea to the observatory. The astronomy and the stars and the moons and all that, and with telescopes, and creating an experience for those who come here to Bisbee and they have an experience here, but also they can have a day experience in Cananea and turn a one-day trip to perhaps a two-day trip. We talked about coordinating that with the delegates there in Cananea. The mayor probably can add more to that because that was his idea and I thought it was just wonderful. Another conversation we had, which we're going to be working on, is medical tourism. Also, we looked at event planning for the Sonora Festival. As you all know, the Sonora Festival will be here the weekend of the Memorial Holiday weekend. We have the governor of Sonora be here. They've invited the governor of Arizona. Let's say we have, through the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. There's 31 cities looking to come here to Bisbee for that weekend. And by the way, we do need volunteers. And we need actually 5 volunteers. So if you're interested, Christina, thank you for waving your hand. Give me a call to help coordinate that for the vendors, both for products and arts and crafts, food. There's going to be entertainment from Sonora. So it's going to be a really big deal. And also, we also talked about the housing. The mining industry is doing very well there, and they anticipated picking up. So the mayor had a wonderful idea about the opportunity of all those who want to have the Bisbee experience that are working there. They're only 40 minutes away here in Bisbee from the mines, and creating housing opportunities here for those miners in Cananea. So I kind of mixed up my presentation here, Cananea and the Sonora Festival. The Sonora Festival is what I wanted to talk about second, but as I've already mentioned, we do need volunteers. That's going to be a huge event, and people are talking about it in Mexico. And now what we need to do is have our planning session will be tomorrow, and then we're going to make sure we promote this right so we'll have people from the entire state of Arizona, California, Texas here. Share that event. That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Marsh. Questions? All right. Do I hear a motion?
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We stand adjourned.